Infrastructure bill passed. Hello and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Thomas Capps. The long-awaited federal infrastructure bill passed last week. So what does it mean for agriculture? Chad Smith has the latest.
The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act finally passed through the House after successfully navigating the Senate earlier this year. Andrew Walmsley, Senior Director of Congressional Relations with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the legislation is now headed to the president's desk.
It had earlier this summer passed the Senate and a bipartisan vote of 69-30. It's been held up in the House for some time until an agreement was finally struck late into almost the weekend, was able to pass the House, and now it is awaiting signature by the president.
Walmsley says the legislation is similar to a traditional infrastructure bill, but it also contains significant investments to benefit U.S. farmers, ranchers, and rural communities.
It is $550 billion in new spending over the next 5 years. It has $110 billion for roads and bridges. It invests in broadband, about $65 billion, which has become a crucial issue for rural America, $17 billion for our ports and inland waterways, which is key to our international competitiveness on exporting our goods around the world.
He says the bill also has additional benefits outside of the investments in physical infrastructure.
It also provides regulatory relief for our ag haulers hauling live animals. And there's some flexibilities that are key to ensuring those live animals get safely to their destination. So another key provision that's in there. Otherwise, we're going to wait for the president to sign the bill, which he's indicated he will. And then over time, we'll start seeing these investments in our rural communities. So this one is one that Farm Bureau supports, and we look forward to seeing it enacted into law.
President Biden is signing the bill into law today. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Thomas Capps.